excuses in the spiritual life are born of our lower nature. All souls struggle inside the body cage, but eventually they bring victory to their Lord Supreme. At long last, my mind's sky has become purer than the purest and vaster than the vastest. A sleepless oneness heart is the only thing that the world badly needs. As problems come back again, even so God's compassion comes back more powerfully again and again. Aspiration is the way to prove that we need God. Dedication is the way to prove that we love God. Before it is too late, convince yourself that you love God only, and you need God only. Be happy, remain happy. God never delays. Challenges remind me of my wakefulness to my Lord's compassion eye. Criticism is a dangerous disease. Desire quite often ends at frustration destination. Detachment shortens the enlightenment way. Doubt will never have any access to my God-hungry heart. Each day is my heart blossom opportunity day. Each divine action is indeed a God fragrance joy. Each little progress step is extremely valuable. Each time I cry for God, He blesses me with a new horizon. Each time I do something wrong, God makes me feel that there is another chance. Earth's beauty my heart devours. Heaven's delight my soul becomes. Every soul is an ever-blossoming dream of God. Explore. Very soon you will be able to knock at God's heart door. Failure cannot eclipse my heart, son. God asks me never to miss even a single chance to please Him in His own way. God does not believe either in addition or in division. He believes only in union. God's obedience is the perfect key to open God's heart door. God realization is the birthright of each human being. God manifestation is the birthright of each God realized soul. God unwillingness is a great obstacle to surmount. Heart is self-giving. Life is God becoming. Heart flowers, God dearly treasures. Humanity deserves a final warning for constant God disobedience. I am absolutely certain that my Lord will never ask me to do anything beyond my capacities. I am truly proud of myself for having the capacity to faithfully imitate my Lord. I challenge my mind. My mind ultimately surrenders. I challenge my heart only to lose, of course, happily. I love God as much as I possibly can. God loves me infinitely more than I can possibly imagine. I tell God, no matter how far the journey is, do take me with you. I try to fulfill my tomorrow's dreams in my today's life. If you are not satisfied with your life, how can God ever be satisfied with you? If we pray to God on our knees, we immediately feel God's infinite love. If we really want to run the fastest, we must take God seriously. In the inner world, silence is made of power. In the outer world, silence is made of joy. Life is in between pure light and impure mind. My devotion heart flames sing only God ecstasy songs. My God gratitude heart saves me from my mind's miserable days and nights. My heart's aspiration flames at once embodies terrestrial realities and celestial realities. My heart's God gratitude is imperative, no matter how much my heart suffers. My Lord, I am sleeplessly hungry for your compassion. My child, I am breathlessly hungry for your affection heart. My Lord's beauty illumines my heart. My Lord's power dazzles my eyes. My Lord's love embraces each and every breath of my life. My Master blessingfully sails his lifeboat on my heart river. My mind, keep quiet. I am hearing my Lord's footsteps at my heart door. My mind quite often exploits God's compassion. God's compassion never knows how to give up. My prayers are my God's satisfaction revelations. My meditations are my God fulfillment manifestations. My soul is absolutely perfect because it is God made. My very first goal is God's feet. My second goal is God's heart. My ultimate goal is my God oneness throughout eternity. My unconditional surrender to God's will has to be made here and now, and not far in the distant future. Never forget that the unwillingness of the mind can be extremely dangerous. Only one thing I have in my possession: God's compassion. Only very few God-seekers and God-lovers can see God as He really and eternally is. Open your hearts, close your lips. This is how a seeker must speak to God. O seeker, shun, immediately shun indifference human beings. Poise is the most important thing in whatever I do, whatever I say. Prominence, permanence is not always God's will. Silence is God's most favorite messenger. Silence is the strongest power to expedite Earth's evolution. Strive and strive, revive your old God hunger cries. The aspiring heart circles God's feet while enjoying divinity's freedom. The divine friendship is in the heart, not in not in the voice. The love divine is at once God remembrance and self forgetfulness. The reasoning mind is a revolving door with no escape. The server in me says, I am God's. The lover in me says, God is mine. This world shall remain imperfect until our eyes meet with God's eye. Those who do not pray and meditate live in their noisy mind world. Those who pray and meditate live in God imparted ecstasy world. To be among the God chosen finalists, my sleepless faith in God is absolutely essential. Uncover yourself to discover God. We are so fortunate that our hearts do not believe in limitation boundaries. Weakness transformation is the most difficult task, but not impossible. When I am soulful, I feel God's heart. When I am miserable, God feels my every sigh. When I hear about God coming, my life thrills with ecstasy's delight. When I say I have seen God's face, not exactly so. When I say I have clasped God's eye, not exactly so. When I say I have touched God's feet, not exactly so. When I say I have felt God's heart, not exactly so. When I say my past, my present, and my future are an exact prototype of God. True, true, absolutely true. When I suffer from loneliness, the peace moon and bliss sun come down and comfort me. World Harmony Run means the beauty of the universal heart and the fragrance of the transcendental soul.
Well,